how laying off workers would help with the performance, which Telkom failed to prove. And lastly, Eskom has lost its court application to be granted higher tariff increase for the next 2 years. National Energy Regulator has awarded Eskom an increase of 8.1% in the current financial year and a 5.2% for the next one. The response is that Eskom asked the High Court in Pretoria to allow an increase of 16.6% in April 2020 and a 16.7% in 2021. Eskom argued that without these tariffs, it and the economy would suffer. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 15 rand 3 cents, the euro is at 19 rand 42 cents, one British pound will cost you 16 rand 45 cents, gold is selling at $1,572.14 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg has scattered thunderstorms with temperatures peaking at 26 degrees and expected low of 13 degrees. Recapping your top stories of Sawa, Prasa arson case withdrawn. For UJFM News, I'm Dominique Machola. More news updates to follow at 4:30.
UJFM Traffic.
So it's just gone 3 minutes after the second hour of the show. That is 3 minutes after 4 o'clock. We're giving you a second traffic update on the UJFM Drive today. Let's start off in Bedford View on the N12 eastbound. There is apparently a crash just near the R24 highway split. It is causing some slow moving traffic. Please do approach with caution. Otherwise, find an alternative route. And again in Parkview on Jan Smuts Avenue on the southbound, another crash will be found just near the Cotswold Drive. It's causing queue and traffic. Please do approach with caution. And again in Davland on N1 southbound, apparently a truck is on fire. The incident is happening just before the Golden Highway exit, causing some heavy moving traffic. Please do approach with caution. In West Rand, traffic lights are not working at multiple junctions in the greater Roodepoort area until 4:30 today. Do expect some delays, and that is all happening because of the load shedding that part of Johannesburg is experiencing. The second last update that I have for you is in Bryanston on William Nicol Drive. It is said that traffic lights are not working at Ballyclare Drive. And last but not least, I've got an update in Dunkeld West on Jan Smuts Avenue this time. And also that part, know that